Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello and welcome to Made by Mamas, the podcast. I'm Zoe.
And I'm Georgia.
And we're here talking all things parenthood, tips and tricks,
products we love,
and brands that we can't live without. Let's get into it.
Zoe, you're back in the house.
Do you know what my mate said to me the other day? It's really stressful being your friend. And I was like, what did you mean? And he was like, well, you know, you can never just arrive on time and have nothing happen to you. Like, you've met an elephant in the street, or you know, you've been blown over into a river by a gust of wind. But yeah, I've just got locked out of my house. Like, there's always something going on. But in my defense, I did ask Dozer to leave me a key and he didn't. So
yeah, so it wasn't really actually your fault. You know what? I'm always doing things like this, though, like leaving my car door open at the supermarket, leaving my keys, like in the car, locking. I do stuff like that all the time. I think baby brain is a term, isn't it? And I think it actually never goes away.
I have got a confession to make.
Go on. What?
I feel like because we share everything we need to tell. Obviously, a couple of weeks ago, I made this big statement on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
I've had my phone... I'd had my phone robbed, definitely out of my back pocket, you know, had the feeling that it was going to happen. Well, that did not happen. And on the Wednesday after the Sunday, I get a phone call through Dozer from Barry saying that my phone had shown up in one of the lockers, at the back of one of the lockers, which basically means that I'm going fucking crazy. And I took my bags out and then just put my phone back in the locker and shut it and walked off.
Yeah. I mean...
What is wrong with me? Is anyone else mad like me?
Well, do you know what? I'm glad you didn't have your phone stolen.
That's, you know,
on a positive note, it's okay to lose your mind sometimes.
No, but I mean, it's a serious thing, isn't it? And actually, like, we're only sort of like, well, you're a bit younger than me, but, you know, we're not even 40 yet. What's going to happen when we're 80? I'm going to be bonkers. I'm going to be one of those bonkers.
But do you know what? You won't even know about it. You won't even know that you're bonkers. And I think that'll be the nicest thing. You'll just be happy in your own little world.
Yeah, my own little bubble. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm good. Just getting organised for school starting on Thursday. You can probably hear the kids in the background now. I've actually got 3 kids in the house at the moment.
You're superwoman and you're recording a podcast. Well done.
Do you know, we had a hot tub delivered yesterday just for a few days. Yes. And basically what I've done is James just came home. I put them in there, not Gigi, the older kids in there, and they're just having a whale of a time. So, you know, that's all good.
Can I just say how absolutely jealous I am out of the fact that you have got hot tubbed? I cannot wait to see it. The Instagram stories over the next few days are going to be wild. Will you please make sure that you get in there with James at some point and have a glass of bubbles?
We will. Absolutely will. When Axel goes to school on Thursday, we'll be in there. What, not 9:05. Yeah, 9:05 a.m. We'll be in there. And then we'll probably miss pickup.
Yeah.
We'll be sloshed. But, you know,
champagne spray parties in Brentwood.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's quite a normal occurrence, to be fair, isn't
that's
it?
True, that's true.
It is. It's just same.
So we're going to talk about potty training today.
Yes, we are. Are you in it with Kit at the moment, aren't you?
Well, you say yes. I mean, with you, basically no. Sometimes yes, but basically no, because I'm going to approach this potty training very differently to the one that I did with Luna. The first child, you're obviously kind of like listening to other people and you're kind of you know, not really listening to your own child. You're kind of like, oh, well, you know, my child's 2.5 or 3 or whatever, and she should be potty trained by now. And I had this really weird thing in my head that I had to just get it done because she'd hit that milestone, you know, when she was 2. I was like, oh, it's got to be done in the next few months. It's like, Luna was not ready. I definitely, and it's fine. It's not woe is me, but I've definitely learned my lesson that if you try and force a child to potty train when they're not ready, it actually has a very detrimental effect on them kind of going forward in terms of how they then grasp it. So we obviously tried to do it and then had to press pause for 6 months because she just wasn't ready. And then we had all the problems with her kind of restraining and put, like, you know, not going for a wee and keeping it in for hours and then UTIs and everything else. So look, I learned the hard way. And actually, even now with Luna, I have to tell her to go to the loo. I have to say to her, you have to go for a wee, because she would quite happily, and like the Kino drinks a lot of water, but she would quite happily just hold it all day long.
Hold it. I noticed that with Axel though, and I think a lot of kids do that. Like,
do they?
They get distracted. They're in their own little, you know, they're in their own little bubble. They're watching something on TV or they're playing something and you see them like hopping around. Like, I see Axel like hopping about and I think you need to go to the toilet, and he, you know, he will go. I think a lot of kids sort of put it to the back of their minds, don't they? I mean, I do it myself. Sometimes I think, God, I needed a wee 2 hours ago, I still haven't been.
Oh my God, we talked to Anna Mather about this when we did the burnout. Do you remember? She was like, it's actually a form of self-harm that we don't drink a glass of water for 9 hours and we don't pee for 6. It's like, you're like your bladder's like bursting. I'm like, why don't I just go?
But yeah, do you know what? Potty training is a complete minefield. Like, it really, really is. And I know we say this about a lot of things, but every child is different, so every approach has to be different. We read that thing recently about people potty training their babies almost from birth, so they never put them in a nappy.
I mean
that just blows my mind. And I don't know, you know, I would never knock anything until I tried it, absolutely not. We had some messages from people who said, oh, you know, that's what we're doing and it's really working. It just blows my mind, like, how it's incredible. But
yeah, I know, and it's really interesting, isn't it? You hear as well, you hear that some kids, you know, they almost go like no more nappies. And they go straight, they don't even sit on the potty. They go straight from no nappies to sit to using the loo. You know, that is an experience we've heard. People have messaged us about that. You know, and then there's others where parents think that they've been potty training their kid for like 2 or 3 years and they still can't get them out of nappies at night.
Yeah, well, that's Axel. Is that
right?
Same with that. Axel is still in nappies at night now. And he's not fast. He doesn't care. He literally doesn't, you know, like, I had it in my mind, God, he's got to get out of these nappies at night. He potty trained so quickly, so easily. But I don't actually know if he goes in the night, to be honest. I think he's sometimes lazy and he's just laying there awake in his bed and going. And sometimes I put one on him before he goes to bed and he goes, oh, I'm just going to do a wee here. I'm like, no, you're not. You need to go to the toilet. He's like, no. He goes, no, you can go in here, you know. You know, you can just wee in here. And I'm like, yeah, I know. Obviously, I know that, Axel, but you don't really need to be doing that. But he's like, no, it's almost like, you know, Mum, it's great. You can just lay down and wee.
Yeah.
Like, it's amazing. And I'm like, yeah, we need to nip this in the bud.
I reckon if we put nappies on our husbands, on Judgy James and the Doz Lad, and said, right.
Judgy James would love it. He reckons the best thing about being in hospital, if he's had an operation, is being able to wee laying down.
What a sicko. That's hysterical. That is absolutely brilliant. I'm crying. In answer to your question, Kit's done 2 wees on the potty.
Yeah.
And I was so over the moon. I obviously missed them because I was at work, devastated. But I've got a video. Great, brilliant. But then he hasn't done for a week. He has decided that he doesn't want to do it anymore. So I literally don't ask him. I'm like, do you want to sit on your potty? And he's like, no, mummy. And then I'm like, okay, don't worry about it. And then I just crack on. And then as soon as where we are with him is as soon as he's done a poo now, he's like, done a big poo, mummy. I'm like, okay, great. So he's telling me when he's done it. But I'm so happy with that. And I don't feel any pressure this time around. So
exactly.
I guess we want to sort of start off by saying that George and I are obviously not potty training experts, but we've had really, you know, so much hands-on experience with our kids and obviously talking to other people. I'm working with experts like Chris and Rose. In fact, we've done a whole podcast episode on potty training if you want to refer back to that. But you know what? We'll just kind of give it our best. And give it some
We sort of want to answer your questions in the way that like your best mate would answer them.
Yeah.
Hopefully with a little bit more, like we've got a bit of a back-in with the experts that we've chatted to. But you know, we're just sort of approaching it as your mates would. So. Yeah. Should we get into the questions?
Yeah.
So we'll be back right after this.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome back. Now, where were we?
Let's start with this one. Would you recommend buying a portable toilet seat to take out and about? I mean, I didn't do this. Did you, Zoe?
I didn't do it either.
No, but Axel never went on a potty, really. He sort of just went straight onto a little seat on the top of the toilet.
Yeah, what she's talking about, a portable loo seat.
Yeah, yeah. So I had one of those, but I didn't take it with me when I went out. So I didn't, yes. You know, I just put him straight on. If we were out somewhere, I would just hold him and put him on the toilet.
Agreed.
But I see so many people doing it though.
I think it depends on where you are with the potty training. So for example, a portable potty.
Yeah.
Like we had a travel potty that we had in the car. I think they're absolutely amazing. There's like a ladybug one that you can buy, or like a pirate one. I've seen a couple on Amazon. They're really good, I think.
Yeah.
In terms of like a definitely, I've got one of those little seats for Luna. She's had it for like the last year and a half at home. That we actually put on the loo. They're a really good idea. We'll do a swipe up link to a really good one. But out and about, I don't know. I don't think so.
I think you want to set yourself up for ease. Yeah. And like, do you want to be having to remember an extra thing?
Yeah,
because realistically, it's just something else to forget, isn't it? Yeah. And it's going to stress you out. So if you can, you know, if you can get around the fact that sometimes you might have to hold him or her when they're on the toilet, then just do that.
Yeah. Right. Is there a right age to start potty training? My 2-year-old is not interested in the slightest. Help. Well,
there's no right age.
No, that is completely normal. 2 years old, they're so little. I'm wondering if this is a first child as well. Obviously, I've just spoken to you about my experience with Luna. I think the best thing that you can do is let them tell you. A child will always let you know when they're ready, and you'll start seeing the signs, won't you, G? Like, they'll tell you when they've done a poo, or, you know, they'll start sort of saying like, oh, you know, they might be a bit uncomfortable at the thought of, you know, like they'll just give you those sorts of signs.
Yeah, or go off to go to the toilet. Yes. You know, they're going off to a certain place whenever they go to the toilet. Just things like that. And also like communicating, you know, that they're going to the toilet, or asking to come with you, or just showing an interest in going to the toilet. I think they're signs to look out for.
Agreed. And actually, if you really want to start... I'm wondering if it's a little girl or a little boy, I don't know, but there's these two amazing books called Princess Polly Potty and Pirate Pete, and you can buy them on Amazon, and basically you can just read the books to your little ones at night time as like an introduction to potty training. I swear to God, that was the thing, that was the turning point for Luna when Princess Polly sent you a book. And we sat down and we went through it, and it's got this little button that you press, and she showed a real interest in it. So maybe that's quite a nice place to start.
Yeah, definitely. There's loads of stories you can read, and also just chatting to them about it as well. Don't you think? Like, oh, mummy's going for a wee now. Like, do you want to come or whatever?
Yeah, agreed.
3-year-old in pants but refusing to poop in potty toilet will only go in a pull-up. You hear about this so much, actually, don't you?
Yeah.
And it's a lot of kids don't like the... It's like they're attached to it. Like, it's like they're sort of attached to their poo. Sounds so weird, doesn't it? But they don't want it to sort of drop.
Yes, that's exactly right. It's exactly right.
Yeah.
It's a fear of what it does to the body or how it feels in the body, apparently. This is what we've been told. So if you can imagine it and you think about it, like Georgia just said, when there's a nappy or a pull-up underneath, you know, it's immediately, it's all sort of snugged in, like, yeah, tightly. And then they've got to sit on the potty where it feels like a big kind of like hole beneath them. And then that feeling of actually pushing, it's some kids have a real fear of it. Like Georgia said, you know, they want to hold on to their poo. So again, that is something that comes with time. And like I guarantee that one day there will literally just be like on the potty and a poo will come out, and then it'll be like, I'm over the hump now.
Yeah, it's almost like just letting them spend enough time sitting down on the toilet or sitting down on the potty that they feel comfortable in that environment anyway. And then eventually they'll feel comfortable to go, because the last thing you want is for them to start holding it and then becoming constipated and all of that kind of stuff to start happening.
Agreed.
But yeah, it is super common, so I wouldn't worry too much.
Also, I know this is a bit random to say, but we are talking about potty training, about bringing your little ones into the loo with you when you're going. And like,
yeah,
I used to joke about like doing log and be like, oh, plop. And we used to go plop. And Luna would like, way. She used to think it's really funny. It was like, I was completely mortified because I hate pooing in front of people. But actually, it's your child, so it doesn't matter. So maybe give it a whirl.
And actually, that's something that we learned from Chris and Rose, is the language that you use around going to the toilet. And with Gigi now, I'm so conscious of what we say. Like when she's done a poo or something, I don't go, ooh, stinky poo. I'm like, yay, well done. You've done a poo. And sort of making it like a really good thing so that they don't have any negative connotations with going to the poo or anything like that.
This one's from Emma. Loads of interest, wheeze and a few poos, and now all stopped, back in nappies. Did I fail? Emma, no, you haven't failed. You're actually doing a brilliant job. This is the start of the potty training journey. Like you, your little one absolutely, I don't know why I always think there's a girl. I don't know why. your little one started, absolutely shown an interest, absolutely brilliant, and now doesn't feel ready. So do not worry at all. They will turn around to you again and say, I'm ready to go again. And the fact that they got it before means they'll get it again. What you need to do is language, right? So just keep encouraging them.
Exactly. Also, when they are ready, it shouldn't be too much of a difficult transition. It should be quite smooth. So the fact that they've already shown an interest, but then maybe they're just not quite ready to fully go there yet, then when they do come back around to do it, it'll probably be, you know, it'll probably be a couple of days and that'll be it. So, yeah. Absolutely, don't worry.
Just all of the positive language, all the you know, or maybe the Princess Polly potty books as well. Just maybe try and get one of those from Amazon to arrive, just to kind of make it a bit of a thing again. Also, I think sometimes when something like that happens, you can ask them if they want to choose a new potty that could then arrive at the door, and you'd be like, "Yay, a new potty's here!" and just get really excited about it. That's also a little trick that Chris and Rose taught us.
Yeah, anything to get them involved, getting them new pants, getting them new knickers, like a reward chart, all that kind of stuff. Gigi, what age generally does one start? 18 months too early? 18 months sounds really young, doesn't it? But you definitely hear of children who do it around that age. So it's hard to say, isn't it, really?
Yeah, I'll just go back to sort of what we were saying before, that it is absolutely on your child, that some children might be ready at 18 months, whereas others are not ready until they're four.
And it
there's pressure on us that we have to get our kinos out of nappies really, really early on. So if your kid's ready, great, give it a whirl. But then don't be shocked if they then turn around to you and they don't get it at all, and you have to go, well, actually, this is more about my stuff, and I have to go, okay, well, I'll put them back in nappies again. Let them just have another 6 months in nappies. That's absolutely fine.
Yeah, exactly. And also, you know, you think it will be so much easier when they're out of nappies. Actually, it's not. It's not. Yeah. Do you think this, Zoe? Like sometimes, like we're driving along and then Axel needs a wee, and I'm like, oh, for God's sake, I've got to pull over. Gigi, on the other hand, can just wee in a nappy, and it's so much easier.
This one might be for you. When to stop nappies overnight for a three-year-old fully trained in the day? Thanks, Claire.
Yeah, I mean, Claire, I've got no idea. I have spoken to a few people because, as I said before, Axel has been potty trained for 2 years, longer than that now, and he's still wearing a nappy at night. So I sort of spoke to a couple of people, and a lot of people have said to me it's a hormone thing. I don't know if it's that's just boys or it's girls as well, but for boys I know it definitely is. And until that hormone kicks in, he's going to have to be in one at night. Other people have said that if you have to do it within the first 3 days of potty training overnight, I don't know why, maybe it's some that hormone thing, I'm not sure. But I would say that I mentioned it to someone who I know who's a doctor, and they said, right, there are kids coming in 7, 8, 9, 10 still wearing, you know, nappies at night, and they don't see it as a problem. Like they don't give them medication until they're, you know, a lot older. So I really, really wouldn't worry about it.
I think that's absolutely right. That's really good advice, actually. I know with Isla potty trained, so obviously she'll be 8 next year. She potty trained very, very quickly when she was 3. Like nailed it, literally within 3 days, no joke. Then was just no mess. There was just no accidents after. I could not believe it. But still was wearing pull-ups at night. And I think she was nearly 5. Like at least 4.5, something around that time. So like, you know, and like emotionally as well, mentally, like had it sorted. And eventually the only thing that worked was me saying to her, if you can do 5 nights, I had a reward chart for her. So if you can do 5 nights, at the end of the 5 nights, I'll buy you a lip gloss. And I got her a lip gloss. And at the end of the other, I said, right, 5 nights again. And if she broke it, we had to start again, and she nailed it. It took her 10 nights.
Yeah, see, this is the thing with Axel. I think this is what I'm going to have to do with him to work out if it's actually a hormone thing or if it's actually him just being lazy. I do think it probably is, because if he's fallen asleep, actually the other night he fell asleep at 4:30 in the afternoon on the way back from my parents' house, and he woke up the next day.
Oh my God.
I know. We'd had a late night the night before, like 10:30, I think he went to bed. Fell asleep in the car in the car on the way home. So I lifted him in, put him on the sofa, gave Gigi her dinner. So obviously he's still in his pants. He's not got like a nappy or anything. Gave Gigi her dinner, put Gigi to bed. It's like 7:00. He's still asleep.
I said to James,
on the sofa, I said to James, what should we do? He was like, well, let's just put him in bed. Like, if he wakes up at 11, he wakes up at 11. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's fine. He can have something to eat then, and then he can go to sleep. He didn't. He didn't wake up till, I think it was like 5:45 the next morning. I don't know. I think it was a combination of like loads of late nights. Do you know what I mean? Right. And just like whatever. But he didn't. He was wearing pants then, and he didn't wee.
Oh yeah.
So this is when I think I think you're just being a bit lazy. So maybe I need to start this reward scheme, which I probably will do once he's settled into school. I don't want to rock the boat. So yeah, that's probably what I'll do.
Yeah. So I think kind of going back to Claire's thing, I think it's quite distressing for little ones to wet the bed, and if it's happening a lot, it can become a bit of a fear, you know, waking up with a wet bed, obviously for you as well, having to continually change the sheets and all that kind of stuff. So I would just give it a little bit of time. Only 3 years old, you know, still so little, so just kind of maybe give it a whirl, see what happens over sort of 3 or 4 nights, and then you can always go back into it and try again.
Yeah, exactly. You just can't rush these things, can you?
And you also need to get these incredible sheets from Amazon. Bloody hell, it's like I work for Amazon. you know, you put them underneath the sheet and then you can just whip them off, and then it protects the mattress protectors, basically.
Yeah, so you're not having to do multiple changes in the night as well. Kate, when should you transfer from the potty to potty or loo seat? You used a potty, didn't you, Zoe, for Luna?
Yeah, used a potty for Luna. She just told me when she'd had enough of it. She was like, I'm a big girl now, I don't want to use this. And we'd already had one of those loo seats, and they were just, we had one in the downstairs loo, one in the upstairs loo, and she just, every time I went in for one, she was like, oh, I want to try that now. Literally, I mean, she just told me.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't use a potty per se. Like, I had one around and occasionally he would go on it, but I mostly used the toilet with the little seat on top of it. But yeah, I did just a bit of both, and then eventually just took the potty away, just purely because when you're out and about, as we said before, you don't want to have to lug a potty around with you forever. So I just thought, right, well, we'll just get onto the toilet as soon as we can.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just them seeing you doing it and just picking up on what you do.
Yeah, and also something else that's quite nice is, obviously, if you're having a wee, little one can be in there with you, also having a wee at the same time. And yeah. then you can have the loo seat, you know, around the next year and just be like, do you want to come and sit on the loo after mummy and or before mummy or something like that? So, you know, or daddy, it's kind of just making that visually something that they are okay with and introduce yeah. them like that. And then you just transition over.
Exactly. And you know what kids are like? They want to be like you. You know, yeah. they want to copy things that you do.
Yeah.
So the more they see you on the toilet, then the more they'll want to do it.
Yeah. This one's hilarious. Hannah. I have an 18-month-old and know nothing, so please teach me everything. Hannah, we love you. Please, please, please go back and have a listen to Chris and Rose's episode from Expect the Best on potty training. They are the absolute masters. They will that episode will teach you everything that you need to know about.
Yeah,
how to start.
Absolutely. I do think it's one of those things that you do want to do your research on before you start. Because there's so many things that after speaking to Chris and Rose, I thought, oh, I shouldn't have been doing that about stinky poos and all of those sort of things, which I'm trying to get right now with Gigi. So yeah, just listen to that episode. They are absolute gurus, aren't they?
They're amazing. And also I think, you know what, this next question from Estelle.
How do you know when to start potty training, please? My little one is 19 months old. Like, firstly, 19 months is really young. But if you think that they're ready, then, you know, we're not ones to say that they're not. And it's interesting. So Gigi is, what, 14 months? And I thought this, I didn't think this was anything to do with potty training, but every time she goes to the poo, she goes into the toilet.
Oh, right, wow,
so she goes into a bathroom, and I just didn't, you know, we're having the house done up at the moment. There's not really that many places for her to go to, you know. I just thought that's, oh, she's just cool going girl. In there to go to the toilet. And then my mum had her, yeah, exactly, just to escape, get some peace. My mum had her for a few nights, and my mum was like, do you know what, George, when Gigi goes to the poo, she always goes in the bathroom. And I was like, God, yeah, she does that at mine as well. And sometimes if the baby gate is like in her way, she gets really frustrated and really upset. And so someone said to me, oh, she might want to potty train early because she's already doing those things. So, you know, there is no age. I'm not going to start potty training her now by any means. I don't personally think that she's ready, but those little signs, you know, could mean that they are. So it's looking out for those things.
It's more, I think, because I'm really coming from somebody that went through it and tried to do it too early. Luna was 2 years old and it literally turned two in the September. And I remember it. I started training her in the October because I was like, oh, she's two. Right. Got to go for it. Luna was not ready. And I feel like I let her down because I wasn't listening to what she was saying to me. There were no signs there. There was no going off into another room to do a poo or a wee. There was no, you know, tugging at the nappies. There was no kind of, she, you know, I'd put the potty around and be like, sit on the potty. And she'd be like, no. And she'd kick it and didn't want it. And I would sort of force her to sit on it by making her, you know, it sounds awful. I wasn't torturing my child, but I was kind of going through the motions of trying to get her into it at a way too early for Luna. And as a result of that, you know, she did get a bit sick, and she also had like a mental thing from it where she was like, she had a fear around it. And it was only until the March. So she was 20, so yeah, like what, over two and a half that we started again.
Yeah.
So I just put it down for those
things. Yeah, I remember. And also, like, we say this a lot as well, don't we? At 18 years old, hopefully they're not wearing nappies when they go off to work or they go off to university or wherever they go off to do. Like, there is no rush. There really is no rush. And we're always trying to do that, aren't we? We're always trying to get our kids onto the next thing. I think especially with your first child, you know, you want them to walk, you want them to talk, you want them to, you know, be out of nappies. You want them to do all these things.
Yeah.
But actually, I don't know if you found this, having your second, you feel so much more relaxed about all that stuff. Like, it will happen when it happens.
And I've got to be honest with you, you know, I know they're different children, and obviously you can be brought up in exactly the same way and have two very, very different children. But there's definitely an element of the way that I raised Luna from when she was little with the kind of like first time mum stuff that makes it, she is much more highly strung. Right.
Yeah.
And that might just be her character, or it might be the fact that I put all of my kind of little bits of insecurities and stuff on her about like needing to achieve and needing to get these things, milestones ticked off, that she's a bit like that. And Kit, I mean, he couldn't give a shit. He's just like that, whatever. I just want to bite and headbutt people. Do you know what I mean?
But you know, I don't mean that because he stopped doing that now. But he's a lot more chilled. So maybe.
Yeah, I love that.
I know.
I just want to bite and headbutt people. I mean, who doesn't?
Who doesn't? Exactly.
Lovely life.
Jenna. Hello, Jenna. Daughter is 2.5, completely potty trained, if naked, waist down, but not if in pants. Tips. This is so normal, Jenna.
Yeah, this is normal.
They think, obviously, when they've got the knickers on, we all know, they think it's like a nappy, so they think they can go into it. So it's like it stimulates them, you know? They're like, they think they've got a nappy on, so the brain doesn't kick in, so then they do a wee or a poo in their knickers. Yeah. So that is really tricky, because obviously if you're going out and about, you can't have your kino like half and half, can you? But I have your dress. Tips on that is basically just doing it at home, right? So all of the time that she's at home, then you can have her naked from the waist down and just make sure that she's like nailing that side of things, and then slowly just start introducing knickers, right?
And I know and also go for knickers, like I found, like buying character pants and things that they really liked that they didn't want to spoil, you know, they wanted to keep clean, that makes them then think, oh okay, this is separate from the nappy, because they see the nappy just going in the bin, whereas knickers or pants, they know that they're theirs, and they, you know, they want to keep them, and they want to keep them clean and nice.
It's a really good idea, that, and laying them out in the morning, like get 5 or 6 pairs and lay them out and be like, right, which one are you going to choose today? These are going to be your special pants for Wednesday. You're going to keep them on the whole day, you know. Getting them to select them is also, like you said, so they don't want to mess them, basically.
Yeah, and someone else actually told me this. I didn't do it because by this time we were sort of past that stage. But I was really worried. In fact, I was coming to meet you though, and I brought Axel. We were meeting in town, and he was just potty training, and I was really worried about the tube journey, because on the tube, obviously, there is no toilet to go to, and I was like, oh god, what am I going to do? Like, if he, you know, wees or needs a poo on the tube, like, it's those situations that I think can throw you sometimes.
Yeah,
and someone said to me to put pants on and then put a nappy over the pants.
Oh yes, I remember.
So that they still, yeah, so then they still get the sensations. They would still know if that they'd wet themselves or done a poo. They'd still know that that had happened, but you wouldn't have the soaking wet clothes and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. Yeah. So that's a really good tip for when you're out and about, if, you know, if they're not quite there yet, but you still need to go somewhere, that's quite a good one, because they still get the sensation that they've wet themselves.
Yep.
Without obviously all of the mess.
Yep. Brilliant. Like that. Should we just do one more, G?
Yeah, let's just do one more.
There's a lot of questions about just knowing when and how to start. What's the best age to start? How do I get started? Da, da, da. Again, we'll refer back to the episode that we did, the potty training episode, because that will give you all of that information. And obviously you can DM Chris and Rose directly and just ask them any tips you need.
This is quite an interesting one we could finish up on. Emma, any tips for when your child regresses and has lots of accidents again? I've heard this so much recently, actually, among friends whose kids are starting school, about them starting to have accidents and, you know, forgetting to go to the toilet and pooing themselves. I actually had this with Axel last year when Gigi came along. He started doing that. Yeah, he started like just randomly wetting himself or randomly pooing himself. And it usually is to do with something else that's going on. So at the moment, lots of people we know's kids are starting school, and a lot of us are all building it up, you know, building it up to be this huge thing. And actually, we're probably making them a little bit anxious.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things that they can control. So it is usually something else that's going on. And as long as, I think, you don't tell them off and you don't make it into a huge big deal, and you say, okay, you know, no worries, let's clean you up, let's put some, you know, put some clean pants on, you know, you don't do that, and you know it's best to go to the toilet, and then that's it, and then hopefully that will, you know, ride out, and then they'll go back to normal again.
Yeah, and absolutely. And I think, again, something like a reward chart or a wow chart or a marble jar, just to kind of, you know, every time that they have a dry day, they get to put a marble in the pot, or they get to put a sticker on the chart, and then however many days they can go, they get something at the end of it. It doesn't have to be big. You know what, I'm not trying to buy the kids. But, you know, at the end of the day, sometimes like a bit of incentive does actually work with stuff like that.
Yeah, just also just rewarding the good behaviour, making a big deal out of something good is definitely the way to go with this. We could chat about this all day, couldn't we? There's so many questions.
That was brilliant. We're going to do another podcast on it because we've got about 500 questions that we haven't been able to get through. But if you do need any other help directly, then just please do send myself or Georgia a message at Made by Mamas, or you can send me a direct message to at Zoe Hardman.
Yeah, we will also post our favourite potty training products on Instagram. So do take a look at those. You know, the Pirate Putty book, the Pirate Pete books, what was it, Zoe?
Princess Polly,
the potties, the clip-on toilet seats, all that kind of stuff. And if you have enjoyed this episode, then please, please, please do rate, review and subscribe. It really helps us get the message out there. And do let any of your mum or dad mates know about us, because we hope we're helping in some way.
Exactly. And do you know what? We got such a lovely message the other day from this lady that lives over in Sydney, and she was like, I'm telling all my Australian friends about you guys. And I was like, oh my God, yes, this is amazing.
We're going global.
We're going down under. So, you know, if you have got any mates that live in abroad that might not have necessarily found the podcast, then please do give them a little nudge as well, because we want to get this conversation out to as many parents as possible. And we will see you on Tuesday.
Yeah, see you then.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.